American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your booklet to the activities for Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. District. District. Lease. Lease. Electricity. Electricity. Do. Do. Paint. Paint. Die. Die. Argued. Argued. Argument. Argument. Die. Die. Privacy. Privacy. Now repeat the paragraph. Someone answered Ken and Carrie's ad. And they found an apartment last week. It's located in the Northwest District, which is the part of town they wanted. They signed a one-year lease yesterday. So the apartment is theirs for 1 year. The electricity is supposed to be turned on today. After they pay the deposit that is due. The owner told them that the rent will be due the 5th of each month. They were going to pick out the color of paint today. And Carrie decided she would dye the drapes. A color to go with the paint. But they couldn't agree on the colors. They argued about it for a while at the paint store. But the argument didn't last too long. They finally agreed on the colors. And Carrie will get the dye tomorrow. They are happy with their apartment. And there's lots of privacy because there are no neighbors close by. Answer these questions about the paragraph. Number 1. Where is the apartment? Repeat. It's in the Northwest District. Number 2. What did they do yesterday? Repeat. They signed the lease yesterday. Number 3. What is supposed to happen today? Repeat. The electricity is supposed to be turned on today. After they pay the deposit that is due. Number 4. What were they going to do today? Repeat. They were going to pick out the color of paint today. Number 5. What did Carey decide? Repeat. She decided she would dye the drapes a color to go with the paint. Number 6. What did they do at the paint store? Repeat. They argued about the colors. Number 7. Will they have much privacy at their apartment? Repeat. Yes, because there are no neighbors close by. Look at figure 2. Listen to the beginning of a sentence and match it to one of the endings in your book. Write the number on the line. Number 1. They signed. Number 2. Today they were going to. Number 3. They'll turn on. Number 4. The apartment is located. Number 5. Carey decided to. Number 6. There's lots of privacy. Let's check your answers. Letter A is 1. Repeat. They signed a lease for the apartment. Letter B is 6. Repeat. There's lots of privacy because there are no neighbors close by. Letter C is 3. Repeat. They'll turn on the electricity today. Letter D is 2. Repeat. Today they were going to pick out the color of paint. Letter E is 5. Repeat. Carey decided to change the color of the drapes. Letter F is 4. Repeat. The apartment is located in the northwest district of town. Look at figure 3. At the left of the vertical line, there's a word. When I tell you to start, read across the line as fast as you can. Circle the word that means about the same as the word at the left. You will have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Let's check the words you marked. Number 1 is pair. Number 2 is car. Number 3 is pounds. Number 4 is hurt. Number 5 and 6 is career. Number 7 is cloth. Number 8 is college. Number 9 is certificate. Number 10 is wrench. Look at figure 4. This is the same type of exercise. Remember, you will have only 30 seconds to finish. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Let's check your answers. Number one is piano. Number two is orchestra. Number three is afraid. Number four is wide. Number five is feet. Number six is bracelet. Number seven is gun. Number eight is laundry. Number nine is spare. Number 10 is singer. Look at figure 5. Repeat these dialogues. Number 1. Did you get change for that $20 bill?
Yes, George gave me four $5 bills.
But don't you need some $1 bills?
No, $5 bills are fine.
Number 2, do they live in a two-story house?
No, as a matter of fact, they live in a 12-story apartment building.
I think I prefer a one-story house.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a two-story house. But I wouldn't like the 12-story apartment building.
Number 3. Do you want a two-door or a four-door car?
I prefer a four-door car. It's easier when you have people riding with you.
I guess so. But I like the looks of a two-door car better.
I choose the convenient four-door car. Over the good-looking two-door car.
Look at figure 6. Listen to questions or statements. Answer or ask questions with the words in figure 6. Repeat your answers. Number 1. Did you write a letter home this week? Repeat, yes, I wrote a 6-page letter to my family. Number 2, where does Herb live? Repeat, he lives in that 20-story apartment building. Number 3, can you change this $10 bill for me? Repeat, yes, I can. Do you want two $5 bills? Or do you need some $1 bills? Number 4, how long is your report? Repeat, it's only a 2-page report. Number 5, which car did you buy? Repeat, I bought the four-door car. Number 6, Can you give me $200 bills for these 10 $20 bills? Repeat. No, I don't have $200 bills. Number 7. I'm going to buy one of those houses. Repeat. Which one do you want? The one story or the two story? Number 8. Fred was really tired, wasn't he? Repeat. Yes, he took a 2-hour nap after lunch. Look at figure 7. Listen to the paragraph first. The second time you listen to it, write the missing words as you hear them. You will have an opportunity to check your work or fill in any missing words when you hear the paragraph a third time at normal speed. People like different kinds of furniture. Some people like soft and comfortable sofas and chairs in their living room, while others would much rather have beautiful antiques, which are sometimes very hard and very uncomfortable. Modern furniture is usually more comfortable than it looks. It's made to fit the form. It may be made of plastic and look hard, but because of the shape, it's comfortable. Now listen to the paragraph again. This time write the missing words as you hear them. People like different kinds of furniture. Some people like soft and comfortable sofas and chairs in their living room, while others would much rather have beautiful antiques, which are sometimes very hard and very uncomfortable. Modern furniture is usually more comfortable than it looks. It's made to fit the form. It may be made of plastic and look hard, but because of the shape, it's comfortable. Listen to the paragraph again. Check your work and fill in any missing words. Listen. People like different kinds of furniture. Some people like soft and comfortable sofas and chairs in their living room, while others would much rather have beautiful antiques, which are sometimes very hard and very uncomfortable. Modern furniture is usually more comfortable than it looks. It's made to fit the form. It may be made of plastic and look hard, but because of the shape, it's comfortable. You can see the paragraph you heard on page 31. This is the end of tape 2B, book 17.